Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's not just people suffering daily following the hurricane there. Agriculture plays a large role across the Caribbean, and there are a lot of domesticated farm animals in need of critical support. Four Paws International, an animal relief organization with its U.S. headquarters here in Boston, is working to get a relief mission to Puerto Rico. The director of the Disaster Relief Unit for Four Paws, Jackson Z, who's just back from the island of Dominica, tells us about the scope of the problem.
Dominica has basically been denuded of all of its vegetation, just like Barbuda, which is an island off Antigua. When I say denuded, I really do mean that all the vegetation, there's no leaves left. So when we talk about livestock, which survive on eating vegetation, they have nothing to eat. So they're barely surviving. What they're asking for are basic livestock feed, chicken feed. For Dominica, they're also looking for parrot food and hummingbird food. I mean, these are species that are native to their island. And without these species will actually go extinct.
We see frequently how the human population is suffering, struggling to provide food, water, shelter necessary for people. And it's just as difficult or maybe more difficult for the animal population because frequently it's the humans feeding them.
Exactly. I completely agree with you there. Humans have needs, and so do these animals that are impacted by these disasters. And I think that sometimes communities forget.
All right. At the moment, you're here in Boston rounding up supplies, trying to get to Puerto Rico.
Yes. So Four Paws International since our office is here, we're working with our U.S. office. We're trying to collect supplies and finalizing the logistical needs to work with a major airline or charter a flight to bring supplies to Puerto Rico and also to bring supplies and help with the distribution in Dominica.
What do you fear is the situation with pets and other animals in Puerto Rico and Dominica?
Our initial reports that we've received is because many animals have perished under these very bad conditions, that water sources are now contaminated, which is bad for people. We know that animals have needs, and when people sort of feel for their animals and care about their animals, they will use their own food supplies to feed their animals. The concern there is, we can conserve people food for people if we can also supply animal food for animals.
As I understand it, you're greatly concerned about farm animals and livestock in Puerto Rico.
Yes, we are concerned for livestock in Puerto Rico and throughout the Caribbean because this is a livelihood for many of these farmers. The way of life, the food, all of the systems require or based on animals. And in doing so, people will struggle in their recovery. So to get them quicker back on their feet, we really need to take care of these animals.
Jackson Z, thanks very much. Thanks for coming in, and very good luck.
Thank you very much for having me.